pre-show time here on the 15th of November. And this is yet another show that has already been completed. I'm doing the pre-show afterwards. This is very confusing because the post-show log is our video log, which I'll be recording here in a few minutes. The pre-show log is this, but this show is not being done. This pre-show is not being done pre-show. This is being done post-show, but it's audio only. Why? Because I just launched into the show. Sometimes that's the best way to start the show, you know? You just launch into it, man. You just come down here to the studio, you sit down, and you do it. And today's show, I think today's show worked out really good. It's Coach Vernon Dozier being interviewed about the Grey Cup, and then we have Chris Norton promoting his new movie, World War Sex, and bemoaning the very slow sales of Daffy Dick. And he's very proud of Daffy Dick. He also references the Theater West show we did in September, because Chris was on stage at Theater West pitching Daffy Dick to the audience. Not really sure whether they were into it or not, but what a great crowd we had. That was a great time. And I hope that we're going to do it again within the next, 60 to 90 days, the next like 3 months. We're going to do it again. And I really hope you can be in the audience for it. We had such a wonderful turnout, and gosh. And then we did a Q&A, which was the Theater West. That is the touch that they add, where they the performance is completed. I don't know whether Dina decided to do it just for me or whether they do this with other performances. I really don't. But when I was done, she said, let's do a Q&A afterwards. And I said, yeah, it was great. And she came up on stage with me. The tech guys we had were the best. The lights and sound were great. Jonah was there directing, and he was sitting back under the booth, under the tech booth. And I'll tell you, I couldn't ask for a better director. I've known Jonah for many years. He was my producer at KFI, but he's segued his own life and his own career into acting and theater. And I'm telling you, he's a great, not just a great director with great eyes, but he's a great motivator, and sees what you do well and brings that out and just constantly giving you good feedback, so that was so much fun. And when we got done with the show and I went backstage behind the curtain for just brief moment, I was worried that the show was too short. Because we've been talking about it all week, Let's make sure that we had a prescribed amount of time that we wanted to make sure the show was long enough for the fans, for the people who are in the theater to enjoy. And so the show ends, a good round of applause. I go back behind the curtain and I come walking out back on stage for the Q&A, and Dina's there looking at me. And the first thing I said to her was it long enough? Was the show long enough? And she said, yeah, she nodded. And then I sat down, and she conducted the Q&A. And so many of you guys, maybe a lot of you folks that I'm talking to or who are listening to me right now were there, because there were so many people who are longtime fans of the show. And there were some new folks, and there were some folks that have been around a long time that I've been talking to online, or I've been talking to on Facebook, or I've been talking to, that I met for the first time, but I've been talking to them for a long time. Met a lot of those folks. Some good questions. One cat said, how come you no longer do these certain characters, these black characters? I said, I don't like to do blackface. And he kind of got it right away. I recognize that's a question that we constantly have to keep answering. I don't think that we should have to, but we do. I don't want to do blackface anymore. It would be like this, guys. To hire a black guy to do a white guy, right? I don't know. Got a white guy. What was he? He's a white. He's an insurance salesman. He's white. Okay. Here's a black actor that can do it. I mean, you've got like five or six white actors who would be just as qualified to do this white guy, but the black actor, let's hire him because he has more experience as a voice actor, maybe, or he's friends with somebody or whatever, you know. I mean, I it doesn't make any sense to me. It makes perfect sense for me not to do what I call blackface, because there's a lot of black actors that need the jobs. There's not as many black voice actors as there are white. And it's a perfectly fine job that a black character actor should have instead of Phil Henry. So we talked about that. Didn't get into too much of that kind of heavy shit. Most of it had to do with characters and the female versus the male characters in the show. And then when we broke up the Q&A, then people came up and wanted to say hi and have pictures taken and maybe get me to sign something. And I was really grateful for that. You know, that's, you just don't even know, for any performer to see an audience respond like that is, God, you know, you feel like you put the work in and it's been worth it, you know. And that whole day, I didn't even told you guys, but the show was at night on the 28th of September. The last tech rehearsal we did was Friday night. We did a tech rehearsal on Thursday night where I really let it hang. And I noticed my throat was getting scratchy. And I thought, well, that must be because my throat's getting worn out. I didn't feel sick at all. It was just kind of scratchy. It wasn't laryngitis, just felt the scratchy. By Friday night when we did the second and final tech rehearsal, I noticed it again. And I thought, God damn it, am I getting sick? I don't feel sick, and I didn't. But I can feel that this throat is very scratchy. So I went back to the hotel. I was at the Sheraton Universal there. Got into bed, and I stayed in fucking bed all day Saturday. I knew I didn't have to be over the theater until, you know, whatever, 6, 7 o'clock. I stayed in bed and slept all day. That's the best fucking thing I could have done, because I felt great. When I got out of bed, got into my, you know, gear, got an Uber, got over to the theater, I felt great. And didn't look back. I still had kind of a stuffed up nose. For the two or three days after the show, I definitely had a cold, but I wasn't feeling it at all. So that was fun. And Sheraton Universal is like right around the corner. And thanks for the ride back to the hotel, John. I appreciate it. All right, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it, Lunger.